Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast.
I think we sit at like 3,654 on the ladder of podcasts around the network, but that's okay by us. You've got to start somewhere.
That was our peak.
We've hit the peak now. What's on the podcast?
Well, we've got from Australia Post, Andrew Lowe. He's talking about you've got to get your stuff out pretty quick.
Oh, well, before Christmas, because there's a backlog, apparently.
That's right, yeah.
Who even thought about backlog? Who even sends mail these days?
Well, that's another question that'll be raised throughout the podcast as well. And also Yellowstone, this new TV show that's on Stan. Yeah. Apparently, everybody on Facebook is just going off their chops about it.
It has not got me over the line whatsoever. It's all in this week's episode of the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show podcast.
It is time, being a Monday and everything, for Did You Know?
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Now, that's cool.
I can teach you.
Dave likes to call himself the Trivia King. Gives us some trivia, and half the time we already know the answers to that anyway.
Okay, well, if I said the name Billy Singh, what would you say? Do you know that who that person is?
It rings a bell.
Well, because it's Remembrance Day on Thursday, I thought, okay, the local one should be focusing on one of our wartime heroes from World War One.
Yep.
And that's where Billy Singh comes into it. He was from Proserpine. Mm. He was one of the best snipers that Australia has ever seen. And he was at Gallipoli.
And one of our Mackay Whitsunday's own.
That's right, yeah. He joined the 5th Light Horse Regiment when World War One was announced. He served in Egypt, but was sent to Gallipoli about a month after the landing. And he turned out to be the best sniper Australia's ever seen. He had the nickname called the Assassin. The Turkish even had their very best called Abdul the Terrible.
Yeah,
to
go.
Try and get him, but Billy took care of him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Listen
that.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
There's Guess something what? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
What else you got?
Rolex.
Mm.
One of the
watches.
Oh, one of the best watches in the world. 90%.
Oh, no. Well, behind the Apple Watch, but yes.
Well, they're worth a lot more than an Apple Watch.
I don't care. If anything that can tell me what my current heartbeat is, I've been won by that watch.
Well, this will get you at the heartstrings. They give 90% of their profits to charity because the owner used to be an orphan.
How funny would it be, though, if the owner actually wore an Apple Watch?
Listen to this.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Trivia King, what else you got?
All right, have you ever wondered why chimps throw their poo?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've sat there for many hours wondering that. Why do they do that?
It's an alternative to a stick. No, that's what it is. No, seriously.
Throw a stick, throw me own poo. I don't know, it's going to go with
the
poo.
Well, the ones in the wild, they throw sticks when they're annoyed or they're anxious and they just want to get rid of someone.
Have you seen that video on YouTube where the monkey at the zoo throws the poo and it lands on the lady's nose?
Listen to this.
But did you know? Guess what?
Oh, man.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
And it's because those chimps are actually in captivity. They're in zoos, so they don't have a stick around. So they throw the poo instead. Gets rid of us.
Oh, God. You need to Google that today. Don't do it at work time. Just Google poo on nose monkey. You'll find the video. It's very funny.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Hamilton Island right now, sitting at 25 degrees.
And that's where Hollywood royalty is at the moment. George Clooney, Julia Roberts, better known with their combined name as Clooneberts, filming.
But no, it can't be because they're not together.
Oh, really?
It's only a relationship that you can do that.
Okay, well, George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Man. I think you just made it up anyway.
No, it's a combined relationship name.
Right.
So I've been told that it's confirmed that there'll be some filming happening around the place this week for Ticket to Paradise, which
that's
is a
the
new
name
movie.
Of it, yeah. Hmm. We heard about this about 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
Now, the news are all over it this morning. Our friend Bianca Stone from Seven was just reporting on it.
Julia Roberts and George Clooney have jetted in, putting star spotters in a spin. It's rumoured they'll board a luxury 223-foot yacht sometime this week. Mm. Props and sets have been shipped to Hamilton Island, where filming for Ticket to Paradise is set to begin mid-November.
Now, it's not like we're stalking or anything, but Jay's got a phone number.
You know when you get nervous about calling your phone number?
Yes.
Okay, I've got a phone number here.
Okay.
I'm not expecting anything.
Well, I am now.
Give it a crack. If you know anything, by the way, 133353. Here we go.
you reach the phone at the moment, so please leave your details and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can.
G'day. It's Jay and Dave from Triple M Mackay. It's Sundays. We'll give him this phone number to see if we could get on to George Clooney and Julie Roberts. But Julie, yeah, that's it. Their name, Julie, that's her name. Call us back. Thank you. Bye.
That was a fail.
Well, if the person just said they're on the phone, so maybe they knew we were going to call.
Possibly. Well, we gave it a crack. Remember that number, though, because we might try it again tomorrow.
No, I don't want to harass them. That's the thing. I gave it a one shot in the hope that somebody was going to answer.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that was a fail.
Our watches are on watch. We've got people on Hamilton Island who are feverishly watching out for George Clooney and Julie Roberts.
Yeah.
This morning, so.
Well, don't worry. We'll keep you covered.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
We may even be lucky enough to get one of them on the phone.
Well, last time we had Angelina and Brad Pitt.
That's true.
Because we were told where they were going to be. I raced up there and I literally had like a 30-second chat with them.
That's right.
And they shook my hand. I've never watched it since.
It's starting to... It looks a bit festive.
It looks like gangrene-y kind of at this stage, but that's okay. If you have any tips for us, get on to us now. 133-53, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
How about a Coke? Coke Zero?
Every $2 from every Big Mac sold goes towards Ronald McDonald House Charities. Actually, speaking of Maccas, Saturday we're in Airlie Beach, being chauffeured around basically by one of the PR team for the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, Jake.
And Jake, how are you, brother? And he was a little, how do we say?
He's a trooper.
He was partied out on Saturday,
yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We were talking about McDonald's because we were just out the front of Macca's at the time having a chat with a few other people. And he said, yeah, look, I had to smash a fillet of fish on the Friday
this
night.
Old thing.
And then you piped up.
Here we
and
go.
Said, it's
here we,
not
I know
fillet.
Where this is going.
I tell you what, Jake is the only person I've met since I've lived in Mackay, 11 years, that's actually said it correct. It's fillet of fish. Not fillet of fish. I've let it slide for so long, but
so
I think
what,
it's about time we brought it up.
When you catch a fish...
Yeah.
And you cut it up...
Yeah.
Do you call them fillets?
No, you call them fillets with a double L. But fillet of fish is with one L.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure.
Okay.
If you go to McDonald's today...
What about ribeye?
Lunch,
what about a ribeye? So when you get a fillet of that, is that a fillet or a fillet?
Well, it's a double L, so it's a fillet.
How do you know it's a double L? Some
because
butchers might spell it with one L.
Don't even start me.
It's a fillet of fish.
It's
that's
not
so,
a fillet.
That's so American.
That's the...
They have a restaurant in America called Chick-fil-A. It's like a chicken fillet shop. And it's a fillet. That's what they call it. It's American.
You are joking me. Like, we had a very deep conversation on Saturday after all this when Jake finally said it the right way. It's fillet.
You say
fish.
Deep, I say boring. We're outside Magnums and we're a group of people and they were all talking. Dave was like trying to explain to all of these people that you say fillet of fish and the look on all of these people's faces was like, this is what you're,
I like
this
to correct
is what you're talking about?
I like to correct people when they're wrong.
Oh, I can tell.
Fillet of fish. It's not fillet of fish.
That's exactly what it is.
Is that a Queensland thing? Fillet of fish?
133-53. Is it a fillet or fillet?
I already know the answer. It's fillet.
It's very American, though, the fillet. Like
no, that's French. Fillet. F-I-L-E-T.
What I'm saying is, in America, that's how they say a lot of their fillet fish. Or they've got that... there's a shop there called Chicken Fillet or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
same thing.
We're the 1L, I'm sure. 133-53. How do you say it? And prove Jay wrong.
It's not fillet.
Oh, my God. Just because
if
you reckon
you
work at
if
Macca's.
You, get Nicky Ramsey on the show. If you work at Macca's, 133-53. And because you would know. You're the person who's serving these burgers.
Well, you used to work at McDonald's when you first started off.
And it was a fillet of fish.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was. It was a fillet of fish.
It's not a fillet of fish.
Can we got Nicky's number?
Yes, we do.
We'll call her too. Nikki, please, can you clarify? Is it fillet of fish or fillet of fish? Please clarify for Dave.
You're both right. The American version is Dave's way, fillet of fish. and Australia's way is fillet of fish.
Thank Nikki, you are incorrect. Fillet with a one L is French, so the E T is a silent T.
Listen to
All right, okay. I'm not going to argue with you because I won't win.
You've obviously listened to this breakfast show far too much. That's the same. There's no point arguing with him because he's just going to say it the whole time. So it's fillet of fish is correct in America, yeah. But we do tend to say fillet of fish.
Fillet, because we're Aussies and we don't have that posh slang.
Thank you.
See, well, we should.
I don't want to say I told you so, Dave, but I told you. We'll see you Saturday too, by the way. I'd be happy to. All right,
thank
see you.
So much.
Thank you, Nikki.
See ya.
Told you.
Hey, I'm right. You said I was right.
133353. We go to Andrew this morning. Tash, what's the to you the correct pronunciation?
How do you say it, Tash?
I'm from New Zealand, and I say fillet of fish.
Okay.
What do you say?
Fillet of fish.
Fillet of fish. Thank you.
Yeah. But I've been to McDonald's here, and they say they don't have any in stock.
Hang on, what?
Yeah, they do. I've had them quite... My mum, that's all my mum eats, and every time we go out to lunch together, that's what she orders. They always have them.
Yeah, it's the healthy option.
It's pronunciation.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying if you say fillet of fish, you're like, no, we don't have any of that. But a fillet of fish we actually have.
Oh, my God. Tash, thank you for seeing reason. Thank you for saying it properly.
No, take the poll on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which says we can all agree, though, they're bloody delicious.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Around half an hour ago, we had Andrew Lowe, who's from Australia Post. Make sure you get your gifts and your presents down south nice and early to take care of that backlog. But it's also the same thing for Christmas cards as well. And Jay and I, during the news, were just having a discussion about that. You don't send them anymore.
But I just don't think there are a lot of people, like, there are still people out there who, we spoke about this last year. There's still people out there who send Christmas cards. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think now that social media is available and people are texting more often, that has become a lot of the way to get their Christmas messages out, not through traditional Christmas cards.
Traditional Christmas cards. It's that personal touch.
I get that, but nobody has time for it. Not anymore, they don't.
Kim in Seaforth. Is it okay to send Christmas? You still do it, don't you?
Yeah, okay. So I still do the bulk, you know, Merry Christmas to everybody on Christmas and stuff. But And I do send the text message, but I still send Christmas cards. I love it, I love getting them.
Do you still have the Venetian blinds at home as well and put the Christmas cards on the front window?
I don't, but we do a big piece of string across one of the beams and we hang them over the beams. Yeah,
that's what I do. I do get Christmas cards, but I never send them, actually. Not even hardly.
I do. Okay. Look, I used to make mine. I don't have the time to make them, but I'm on the hunt for really nice Christmas cards, and once I find them, I'm super excited
but
to write them.
Who are you sending them to, though? Like, how do you decide?
Well, I still send them to my rallies because I don't see my rallies at Christmas time or unless we're sort of travelling, but I do still send them to all my aunties and uncles and old work colleagues that I used to work with over the years. We still send Christmas cards.
Hey, yeah. Kim, go one step further. Like, seriously, go one step further and just send them to, like, ask all of your Facebook friends their address and send them a Christmas card as well.
What a waste.
Nice that is, though. It's just such a nice little surprise in the mail, because what usually comes in the mail? Bills, and that's about it, you know?
Social media posts is so much easier. It's so much easier.
Yeah, but do you find that you are looking through so much other stuff on social media and then you might just get a random Merry Christmas from somebody?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a card. Like, you know? Come on.
Okay, 133353. Thank you for the call there, Kim. Appreciate it. Open up the phone lines. 133353. Are you still sending cards, or is it more acceptable to just send a text message or a social media post saying, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody?
Look, in most parts of life, I'm a little bit lazy. But when it comes to Christmas cards, I'll always send them out.
You say this every year. I still have not seen you write Christmas cards.
It's because I do it at home. And I send it out.
Like, you're sitting on a desk with an old-fashioned green desk light at home, and you've got, like, an inkwell, and you've got your little pen with a feather on the end of it. You're like,
no.
Dearest Christine, Merry Christmas.
I actually used to write out a whole thing. like a paragraph on each and every card.
No one's believing that.
No, I used to.
No one's believing that.
Now I just get the fountain pen out and sign the name.
Let's go to Carla and Eaton this morning, 133353.
Carla, do you still send the Christmas cards?
I do send out Christmas cards when I'm sending out Christmas presents to friends and that, so it's like a family thing, and I like putting all the Christmas cards up that I get.
We were just talking about that too with Kim from Seafall. So do you display them on a piece of string that hangs up in your lounge room or something?
I do, and then when the kids, like the kids for school too, they write out Christmas cards for all the other kids in the class, or well, every kid in their school, because there's only 14 kids.
Yeah, right.
And then I display all theirs up as well.
Oh, that's a way to pad it all out. Just out of curiosity, and this is what we used to do as kids, Carla, do you bank up, like, last year's Christmas cards and the Christmas cards before that and then start hanging them out so it looks bigger than what it really is?
Okay.
Okay, that's just me then.
He's trying to make it look like he's popular, Carla. That's what it is. So do you send text messages or Facebook posts for Christmas?
I do that as well, like Christmas morning, I'll send everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So it's like a combination of things. You do cards and some social media stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting to see where that sits. Thank you for the call there. 133353 is a phone number. Here's what people are saying on Facebook.
Alison says, yes, it saves the build-up of Australia Post to deliver them, so it's okay to use the social media post instead. But also, Mick says, no different than a birthday wish on social media, I guess.
Well, I think we've got Scott back there from West Mackay. Now, Scotty, you were saying that you do send Christmas cards. Now, back in the day, it was like social media?
Social media was like likes. You go around to your mate place, and they've got 59 cards hanging up, and you've got none.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yeah, that means you just...
I was the one that had none.
Scotty, this is what we used to do. You used to write out your own ones. Like, you'd buy a pack of 100, and you'd write it out yourself and just put it up there.
Mate, that'll last me 15...
I'm with you. I don't know anybody who's got time to send cards these days. It's just easier to do it than text message, social media.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Yesterday afternoon, the NRL dropped the big news that the Roosters have got a home game here at BB Prince Stadium in Mackay against the Gold Coast Titans. The guy that should be kicking off from the tee on halfway point is the guy that basically put it all together, Mackay Mayor Greg Williamson. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you again, mate.
Yeah, good to see you guys too. No. I'm not kicking it off, I can tell you that.
Can I just talk about a ball incident, though? You were at the Mackay the basketball stadium there yes. a few months ago with yes. a young lady, and you kicked... you went to hit... Yeah. Dribble a ball, you fell over.
And I fell over.
That
that's
was
right.
my niece that yeah. you were playing.
That's right.
That's my niece.
So a 10-year-old beat you.
It was a good tackle.
Oh, my God. Anyway, back to the NRL. This is great news for Mackay, though, isn't it, Greg? It's fantastic.
Absolutely
news.
Sensational news to Mackay. And look, our team who have put all this together. And it's not just the team. It's really what happened in the last season. Mm. You know, the one that we've just had, the five games that we had here, including the two round two semi-final games.
Yeah.
It's our crowd. It's the people of Mackay. It's the friendliness. It's our community who've actually drawn the Roosters back. Mm. Now, obviously, I think this announcement was supposed to be on Friday, but the NRL put out the draw yesterday, as you know. And how good was it to see that in round 9, on the 7th of May, we've got the Roosters and Titans here in a Roosters home game. And that's actually the Roosters coming to us and saying, hey, or they had to go to the NRL first and say, hey, we need a regional game. It needs to be in Mackay. And they've done that because of, I guess, the relationship that's been built up between the BB Prince Stadium, you know, our staff who've actually put all this together in the initial instance, and the people of Mackay, you know, I was blown away by the number of Rooster supporters who came
Same
out
here.
On the...
There's quite a few people that are rich. Because that's what the Roosters are, rich.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know about
but
that,
look,
though.
I think we'll do the same thing. Roosters and Titans here in Mackay, it'll be an absolute sellout. And once again, you know, this is just proof that we can do these things in Mackay, and we can do it because of our community. You know, as you guys know, you were there on all of the games, and it's just our community that gets behind this. And anything we do, it's absolutely sensational.
Is this the start of something for the future? So we've got a home game now. Do you see this happening again down the track? Each year we'll have a couple of home games? possibly?
Well, we'll keep trying.
Yeah, yeah.
And but mind you, there's a lot of other regions out there wanting to steal our lunch. So we've seen that, you know, this coming season in 2022, the regional games in Queensland, Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg and Mackay. And, you know, how good is that?
It's so good.
So we've just got to keep running that flag up the flagpole saying, you know, ours is a region. You have experienced. You know we can do it. You know the crowd gets behind you. There's no reason you shouldn't have a home game in our region in all of the future NRL seasons.
And every single team that came here throughout the course of this year, they actually said, "Wow, what a facility!"
Well, the feedback was amazing.
Every single administration.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the feedback that we got too. And that sort of feeling is engendered not just because of the facility, but because of the people who run it, people who, you know, behind the bar, everybody that they come in contact with, you know, everybody was happy, everybody was pumped, and everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody said, "Great to have you in Mackay."
Yep.
That's the sort of thing that builds tourism wherever you are, and particularly in sports tourism, it really counts a lot. So, you know, I'm pumped as, and I'm very, very, very proud of our community because it really is the community working together that has bought this for 2022.
But we need the leader to do it, and you're certainly the mayor of the region, mate, so you've got to take some of the kudos for
He's also the halftime entertainment kicking the ball over the between the sticks.
Don't be mean to Greg.
They'll have to be small sticks.
I think we're all in the same boat there. So before we let you go, knock off time for you. It's a busy time of the year. You don't really get a break, do you?
Look, we're going to have some time down over the Christmas New Year period. But the last meeting of council is the 8th of December, and the first meeting for 2022 will be the 27th of January. We adopted that at last council meeting. So that gives the elected members a bit of a break, you know. And
it's a hard job.
It gives the officers a bit of a break too, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, the business of council goes on, and we really the council services only shut down between that Christmas and New Year week. But the rest of the council services are all there. For us, though, as elected members, you know, there's a bit of a downtime between our last meeting and the first of 2022, which is good.
A hectic year, and that's why you need that rest. Certainly, as always, mate, good to see you joining us in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to talk to you as usual. Jay and Dave
in the morning. Quite often here at the radio station, Dave, we do we're open to slather for people to give you comments and feedback and, you
know. Absolutely, yes. We are an open book.
I don't want to call it bullying because there's no bullying involved with this one. But it's just some comments that have been made on social media as of late.
Oh, really?
Targeted at me. And there's a segment that they do overseas called Mean Tweets.
I've seen that. They do it on the Footy Show.
Jimmy Kimmel as well does it. But look, they're not, I'm not going to go down that track and say that they're all mean and they're not all bullying, but we're going to call it mean tweets for this.
Okay. Are they funny?
They're funny.
Okay.
I find them funny anyway. Here we go. Let's
check the tweets.
Okay. These are absolute comments that have been made on our Triple M Mackay Whitsunday's Facebook page.
Sure.
Recently.
Yep.
Are you sick, Jay? You've lost weight, and you look really sick at the moment. Tweets. We got a lot of tweets. Oh, my God. We got a lot of
tweets. I don't understand that.
Me either.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I've lost weight, but I'm not sick.
No.
Jay definitely has the... this one made me laugh, actually. I was holding a... What was I holding a picture of? Something on Facebook, and this comment came through. Jay definitely has an iron deficiency. Look at his fingernails. I don't know.
What?
Yesterday, I put up a photo of me holding two mangoes, right?
Yes.
Which I purchased at on Mackay Bacays Road from George. Thank you, George.
Great. Let me guess. Someone's saying you've developed man boobs.
No.
Right.
This is the next one. $15 for a tray of mangoes, Jay. What a ripoff. I paid $10.90 at Coles. Let's check the tweets. But as I said on the Facebook post, I'd rather support local and give $15 to a local farmer than to buy from a shopping centre chain. Here's one more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here's another weight one. Oh, the weight ones are always goodies, aren't they? Your weight is so up and down, Jay. It's exhausting watching. When we check the tweets. Oh, man.
Here's a thought. Don't watch.
Again, I'm not affected by this. I just actually legit thought these were funny comments. So I just thought I'd bring it up this morning. If you've got any mean tweets that are actually mean, tweet us. What is our Twitter? Do we have a tweet?
No.
What's our tweet tweet? Or was it tweet?
I don't know. Well, there's two tweets here. I've done about tweets.
Oh, man. Do you ever get any of these or is it just me? And then I go, oh, hang on. Here's another one. Too many tweets. Let's check the tweets. I got targeted because I gave wrong directions or crap directions on Facebook yesterday.
Really?
Somebody said, where are the mangoes? Where do you purchase them? And I said, on Mackay Bacasia Road, where the roundabout meets Mackay Golf Club on the bit of land there.
That's a dead set easy one.
Somebody said it was far too confusing.
Well, somebody needs to go to Coles then.
All right, checking the tweets. Got any for us? Send it to us, Jay and Dave. Triple M Mackay with Sunday's, you'll find us online this morning.
There you go. There's the podcast. They also had the Did You Knows in there from Monday's show as well.
Yeah.
About the poo and the chimps.
What about the talking Mexican? I mean, the what do you call it? Cactus.
Si, senor. Cactus.
Why did we ever do this and why is it stuck around for so long?
Senor, who knows?
I think it's because he has more talent than what we do.
I think it's because he blooms just before a big rain period.
Well, at least one of the three of us bloom in a sunset stage. Catch us weekdays from 5:30 a.m. on Mackay in the Wood Sundays Triple M. If you are in the broadcast area, 98.7, 92.3, or here live each weekday morning from 5:30 on the Listener app.